I can have all this shit and see it's way out.
Season I've been practicing, all season I've been killing shit. 6 feet is where my partners went. Damn, I ain't been the same since. 80s baby, but the 90s raised me. Decatur made me, can't forget about my fam. Cold heart, cause the streets don't give a damn. Play a part of you, get demolished. You'll turn up and get turned to particles. Burn one, making DJs fond of you is hard to do sometimes, cause some aren't act too cool sometimes. So I stick to my guns. I hang with the ones that was down with me when I had none. Keep that OG in my lungs. This battle's already won. How do you feel? Stepping on, stay with the real. Knowing that you might get killed if you got me on video. Send me a steal. Shot. You know the trap steel. 400 degrees. Classic in the streets. I'm just trying to make one of these. Chasing the cheese. Avoiding the traps. Phony homies turning police on me. Call me sticky fingers. Got the codeine on me. Flexing on them. No rollie on me. Whoa. Kemosabe hoes in the lobby for us. Getting poured. More shit in store. Did some shit you can't ignore. Niggas telling them there's no reward. I don't get it. Did you think you was getting an award?
This shit and see it's way out.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. You tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. Got another episode out here for y'all, and this time I got the homie Grady.
Yes, sir.
Grady, what's good, bro?
What's going on, my brother? How you feeling, man?
I'm cooling, man. Can't complain. What's up with you?
Man, shit. I woke up. That's all that matters. I'm happy, man.
Man, welcome to the Mez Drinks and Chill show.
Thank you, my brother.
Yo, what's good out here in these streets, man? How you enjoying Charlotte?
Charlotte is different. I like Charlotte, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't even complain. It's a baby Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing out here. You know, I'm trying to meet some women here and there. You know how that shit, well.
That's a fact.
You know how that shit go, man.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, shit, cool. I don't actually now. I'm married, nigga.
True indeed, my brother. You don't know how it goes,
yeah,
man.
But they still choosing.
Yeah, for sure. I know, nigga.
We was in the spot the other night, and chick walked up. Yeah, I turned around. Y'all niggas was staring at me like, what the fuck? I was sitting right next to my wife, and the chick came try to holler at me.
Dog, I thought she was coming to me.
Oh, yeah.
On everything I loved, right? She moved sci-fi out the way. I said, I bet she gonna talk to me. Bet. Yeah, boy, she looking pretty, too. Bet.
Yeah.
Man, she walked past me, man. She came straight to you with you talking to your wife. I said, this nigga Maz got the juice.
Nigga, when I turned around, that was the last thing I was expecting to see, a chick standing next to me trying to talk to me. I was like, what the fuck? I turned around, I said, hey, I'm here with my wife. Chill. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then she looked at my wife. She said, hi. My wife said, hi. And she just walked off.
Yo, I fucks with your wife because she played it so cool and nonchalant.
She don't trip about shit like that.
She was like, yeah, that's my man. You know what I'm saying? I seen it on her. That's just.
Her homegirls were all looking like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck going on? Nigga, when I looked up, it was all 560 y'all just staring like, what the fuck is going on?
Man, that shit threw us all off. Like, nigga, she's that bold to walk up to you.
She just ain't read the room, right?
You was in your wife's ear.
Yeah.
You feel me? She was that bold, man.
How is it for dating for you out here? Like,
man, it's a lot of ups and downs, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. A lot of ups and downs. Dating, I don't know, man. It's like, it's kind of hard reading women nowadays, you feel me?
Yeah.
It really is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they want anymore, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's because a lot of them don't know what they want.
That's true, too.
But they want you to know what they want.
I can't know what you want without you knowing what you want. You feel me?
That's a fact, yeah.
That shit, it's a lot of ups and downs, man.
I'm so glad I don't have to deal with this dating pool.
Shit, nigga, I'm glad for you.
Shit, my nigga. Now, like, a lot of my homegirls be having it hard out here. Like, they always be like, bro, it's rough out here.
It is, though. You know what I'm saying? Especially at my age, like, I know what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what I want. And you know, I don't know if I'm picky or not. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But
picky has a bad, like, connotation to it, depending on, like, what you're picky about, right? Like, having standards, I guess, would be considered picky to some people.
But, you know, again, at my age range, I want a woman with standards and morals and ethics and integrity. You know what I'm saying? I do want that.
Yeah.
The women I'm meeting, unfortunately, it's at the clubs, right? Yeah. Oh, so, see, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There goes the problem number one.
For sure.
Yeah.
My sister called me, right, because I had posted something. And I said, Grandma and Grandpa, over 60 years of marriage.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I want.
That's where that she old at, school
though,
love,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. I said, where she at, though? My sister was like, nigga, you mean these women in the club? Don't ask where they at, nigga.
Yeah.
You looking at the wrong place, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
It do. It makes sense. But, nigga, it's just, it's a lot of ups and downs with this dating shit, my nigga.
I bet. Yeah, my homegirls, and even some of my homeboys, they'd be like, bro, it's rough out here. Like, these chicks, I think you think social media and how the world is, like, perceived on, like, TV and social media and shit, that affects people?
100%.
Yeah?
100%.
Every chick 100%. Is a city girl now?
Every chick wants to be a city girl. Yeah. Every chick, not every chick, I take that back. Most women, especially the women that I've been introducing myself to,
yeah,
they all about city girls. They all about material things, you know what I'm saying? Like, where I'm at,
yeah,
I got to have a mental connection with you. And if I don't have it, I'm not rocking with you.
Yeah, you might have to change the pond you fishing in.
For sure. What?
Yeah.
For sure, man. For sure, man.
But you're also new to the city, too, so it's like...
Yeah. You know what? I am. So I'm a go to this spot. I'm going to go to that spot. I'm going to introduce myself. All that good stuff, man. But,
yeah,
you know, it's just...
It's crazy because they call you Grady because you were...
I'm a Grady baby from Atlanta.
Atlanta. He's born in Grady Hospital.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I just showed you that clip the other day of when I first met you. It was like, what year was that? 2010. 10? Damn, that shit flew by.
11 years ago, my boy.
When I was shooting the street DVDs and doing all type of videos and YouTube blogs and vlogs or whatever them shits are called.
Yeah.
And you and my homie and my cousin, Hob, were opening up for Hob Nipsey Hussle.
My boy, yes, sir.
Yeah, shout out to Hob and the whole New York family. Y'all were opening up for Nipsey Hussle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the Soundcheck, right?
You was out there. Yep.
Cobby Supreme. It was a couple of niggas.
Sandman was there, too.
Sandman, yeah. God rest bless. In peace. God yeah, bless. Rest in peace, Nipsey, and rest in peace, Sandman.
Yeah.
But they were, y'all was doing a soundcheck, and I was like, I got to get this nigga on this fucking camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, that was your first time seeing the footage last week, right?
Yeah, first time.
That's
and a
crazy.
Long time, really, because I do remember seeing it once a while ago.
Yeah, because I think I sent it to you because we were Facebook friends then, and I sent it to you like, yo, check this out.
Bro, I seen it again. I said, man, look at this young man right here. Earrings. Yeah, I'm just real skinny.
Shit, 10 years, that's a long time, bro.
Very.
That shit flies by. Like, it's crazy because time is, like, so weird. Like, that shit feels like yesterday, but that's a long time ago, 10 years.
It is. It literally feel like last week, though, man.
You know,
those were the good, well, I can't say good times, man, because all times is good times with me now. You know what I'm saying? I'm so.
You got to cherish every moment.
I cherish every moment, man. I cherish every breath.
How are we going to say all that? We played the music. Talking about cherishing and RIPs. God bless Bags, man. That's the song y'all just heard was Playoffs by Big Bags. Rest in peace, bro.
The one and only.
Yeah.
The one and only, man, for real.
And that's the crazy thing. I've told the story before. The first time I met Bags is when I was, because Nipsey Hussle was also at the Eritrean soccer tournament at Atlanta that same year. But I met you in August. The soccer tournament was in July.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in Atlanta. So when everybody was telling me, like, yo, you got to get Grady, he's Eritrean, he doing his thing. I'm like, all right, bet. When I get to Atlanta, I'm going to find him.
Yeah.
When I got there, it was somebody on stage rapping. It was an Eritrean dude rapping on stage, killing it. I was like, this got to be Grady. Like, that has to be him. Like, everybody been talking about him. This nigga right here is killing the stage. Like, I was just taken away by the nigga's performance. So when they got off stage, they was leaving out the door. Like, maybe later on in that night, I followed behind him.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped him. It was him and, like, two other people. I'm like, Grady. He turned around. He's like, what? I'm like, Grady. And it was Bags, though. And I was like, and he looked at me like, nah, nigga. I was like, I just walked off. Like, oh, shit, I was embarrassing.
You should have still hollered at him.
Yeah, but it kind of threw my game off. Because I'm like, what? Like, I wasn't expecting, because I was looking for you the whole time. And then I met you, like, the next month over.
Bags, man, stage killer. We all had like a lot of shows together, right?
Yeah.
And the way he would rock the show.
Bro, I seen him.
Bro, it'd be sometimes I'd be like, bro, I'm not going on after this nigga.
Yeah.
there's no way. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's a fucking stage killer, bro.
Right.
Energy, performance, breath control, like all of that, man.
Energy was different. Were you there that night? One time we was in Atlanta, and I think we was at Eden, and I think it was my nigga Phil Gergis' show, and
that nigga,
he came last minute, just out the blue, after the show was over, and he was like, "You mind if I get on the mic?" Pause. That's what he was telling them, and they gave him, and he played a couple of songs. Bro, he literally had the whole place going crazy.
Bruh, that nigga played his infamous song, Geeker.
Geeker,
right?
Yeah.
Right? So I remember that shit because I was there. And he grabbed the mic, and all I remember him saying, "Yeah, ho," and the whole crowd, "Yeah, ho."
Yeah.
Bruh, the way his energy was. And then he also had like a, what's it called, man? Crowd 100%. Participation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just killed.
That's the true everything. Definition of an MC. Like, you see how Jadakiss, during the verses, like, that's one of the main things that was really impressive. Like, that's the true definition of what an MC is, like, crowd control. Like, he gets you hype, he gets you in it, he pulls back, like,
Master of ceremony.
That's exactly what MC stands for, master of ceremony.
Yeah, man, like, I learned so much through Bags. One of the biggest things I learned through him, though, work ethic. Like, there's been times I would leave the studio and this nigga would still be there.
Yeah,
like, don't get it wrong. I would literally stay at the studio. I would literally spend a night, right?
Yeah.
But nigga, I don't want to see that shit every day. So I leave, I come back, he's still there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, his work ethic was incredible, bro. Like, I can honestly say that about him, man.
Yeah.
I honestly say that about him.
Rest in peace, Bags.
I love that boy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So what you gonna do as far as dating though, man? What you gonna, like, it is hard, like
you know what, man? I told myself, man, if there's not a mental connection, I'm not dating, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not.
Would you date a chick that one of your homies dated before?
Ugh, bruh. You know, we had this conversation earlier, right? I've never dated nor smashed.
Yeah.
I've never dated nor smashed none of my homies. Girls, ex-girls, side girls.
Yeah.
What's it called? Cup buddies or whatever you want to call them. Never.
Entanglements.
Yeah. Never, bro. So if it was like a fling, and there's a connection there, possibly. But to be frank, I don't think I would, man. I can't. I don't think I would, man.
What about an ex-girlfriend's homegirl? Like a chick you dated, like one of her friends or something. Now, she was like, "It's cool, you can date my homegirl."
See, that's the thing. I would have to talk to her, right? And if she said, "Yeah, it's cool," then yes, I would. I would. But I know us as men, we could be like, "Yeah, man, it's all good. Go ahead."
Yeah.
There's still going to be that little piece in them that's going to be like, mm.
See, I always kept it real with niggas. Like, I done had dudes deal with chicks that I've dealt with in the past, and they came and spoke to me. And I had dudes who didn't say nothing, and then you just find out, and it's like, so? Like, I'm never going to tell you. Like, if you ask me straight up, like, yo, how would you feel if so-and-so, if I really felt some type of way, which is rare that I do, I would tell you, like, because I think a lot of times beef comes with shit like that, or,
absolutely,
like, underlying hate and all type of shit, because a lot of times men put that, which is toxic masculinity, and they put their pride, they can't, you know what I mean? It's like, how could I say no, like, because you're supposed to, you know, bros over hoes type shit. But nigga, if you feel some type of way about your homie dating a chick you dated, you better tell that.
I'm gonna have to tell you. Like, hey, look, bro, you know, if a homie of mine approaches me and I had real feelings for this girl, right?
Yeah.
Like, real strong feelings for this woman.
Yeah.
And he approaches me like, yo, I wanna holler at her.
Yeah.
My answer gonna be, look, do you? I won't feel comfortable with it though.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
But do you?
Because now the ball's in his court.
Yeah,
like,
the ball's in your court, and then I'm gonna see how much of a real one you are.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because me, if I ask a nigga that, and I'm sincerely asking you, and I'm gonna take your feelings into consideration. If you say, yeah, nah, bro, like, I really was fucking with her, like, she still holds a place in my heart. I wouldn't really be cool with that. I'm like, oh yeah, she's dead to me then.
And that's what a real one's supposed to do.
Yeah.
But it goes back to what you just said, toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
Most men, 99% of men gonna be like, man, go ahead, bro. Handle that. And he's gonna have a grudge in him though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, if it's just some joint who, like,
if it's a jump off, that's different.
Yeah, like, I don't even want to hear your mouth about shorty. Like, but if it's some chick you really dealt with, I know you had a little history with her.
That's
even
different.
Though I'll choose not to deal with a chick like that, right? In my single day, I'm like, man, I don't want that issue, because a nigga will kill you over a bitch before he kill you about anything, or a woman, bro, excuse me.
Quickly, bro. You know, I done seen it happen.
Yeah.
Not the killing part, but yeah. I seen niggas knuckle up over a woman, bro.
Of course.
Like all
and
day,
it be
every
the
day.
Crazy thing is, it be niggas who won't stand up about nothing else. You could play them with them all day. They won't say nothing. You can make fun of them. You can do anything you want. You play with their little shorties.
But look, what Juvenile said, a nigga bang his head if you bang his
hoe.
Yeah. A nigga bust your head if you bang his hoe.
Yeah. Attitude adjustments that you don't need.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Bro, that's the truth, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit, it's been times where, I mean, seen it. I just put it like that.
I done seen some niggas. You'd be like, damn, bro, I didn't know you had that in you. But it's over a chick. Like, Boosie was on the Breakfast Club recently. He was like, he don't fuck with niggas' wives. Like, if a chick tell him, yo, I'm married, he ain't fucking with her.
Bro, right hand of God, bro. When I was young, 19, 20, 21 maybe.
Yeah.
I fucked around with this married woman. Right? Yeah. I fucked around with this married woman.
Yeah.
And I believe in karma, bro.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, some shit happened where the husband found out.
Mm.
My nigga, my heart was pumping, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie. And I ain't no whole ass nigga. I'm not a tough guy, but I ain't no punk neither, right?
Yeah.
My heart was pumping because this man asked her to marry him.
Mm.
And she's stepping out on him. So imagine his thought process. Like, man, I'm giving you security. I'm trying to give you the world.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a piece of me, and you stepping out on me with him.
Right.
Bruh. That's no telling what he thought.
Bro, his emotions are reckless at this point.
No telling what he was thinking, bro. So, you know, even though it died down, thank God it died down, I made a promise to myself.
Yeah.
I would never mess with a married woman, bro. Ever, bro. Because that's just another type of drama.
You ever had it, did he ever approach you or to call you?
Nah.
You ever had somebody, have you ever been caught, like, at a chick's crib or had a dude call you?
I had a dude call me, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, hey, nigga, you know, talking all that rah-rah, nigga, this my girl, nigga, check her.
Yeah.
Don't check me.
Yeah.
One, during that situation, she ain't never told me about you, bro.
Yeah.
But to be honest, in my younger days, even if she would have told me about you, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. So, yes, he called me. Yes, it was a lot of rah-rah.
Yeah.
But nothing happened after that.
Yeah.
But I've never got caught in no woman's house or nothing like that. Ever.
No bullshit. I've been in the chick's crib on three different occasions. All three different occasions. I swear to God. And I'll never tell the story on air, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this shit is a weird feeling. Once, you know, my man hurt. He was with me one time. I think I told the story one time. We just driving, met these two chicks in the club. He ride with me back. We followed him to the crib. We followed him behind him. And his car just was following with us for a while. And she lived in a cul-de-sac. So
a car was following you?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm in the middle, monkey in the middle, and he's behind us. And we're following the two girls. So we pull up to the cul-de-sac, and we all hop out. So we straight, though. Like, we you know what I'm saying? We good. So we hop out, and he hop out. He's like, what the fuck? Like, he just tripping. Like, but he's tripping on her. He ain't never once. He said, but I ain't got no issue with y'all niggas. Like, but, you know, he's like.
That's how it should be. Okay.
Yeah. Because we don't know. Like, nigga, I'm just following some chicks back. Yeah. So, bro, he started crying. Like, literally bawling out, crying. Yeah. But you see how you started laughing? Her is in tears laughing at the nigga. Like, I'm talking about dying laughing. Like, bro, you. I'm like, yo, chill, my nigga. Like, I'm telling him, like, chill. Like, I don't play with niggas when it comes to their ladies, bro, with shit like that. Because I'm like, yo, we just going to fall. And she's like, yo, come in the crib. Like, she's telling us that. But she's treating him like a straight sucker. Wow. Yeah, but I'm like, nigga.
Because that is some sucker shit, though.
100%. But, I mean, I ain't going to say, at this age, I look at, like, when emotions are attached. Like, I don't know their history, so I'm like, I'm looking at my nigga like, I ain't going inside. Like,
it's dangerous.
Yeah, man. I'm like, nigga, we chilling. So he come back, and it's dark, and it's a cul-de-sac, so we can't really see. So he walk up to me, he's like, and he's crying. Like,
ain't no street lights or nothing.
I mean, it's street, but you know how them neighborhoods in the South are. It be dark and shit. So he walk up, and I'm like, oh, I almost said his name. But the nigga, let's just say his name is James, right?
Okay.
So he walk up, I'm like, wait, James? So he say my name, but back then they used to call me Sosa.
He's
like, Sosa? I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, we used to be on the same basketball team.
Mm.
And I'm, he's like, and I'm there with his chick. Like, yeah, so I'm like, yo, my, yo, I ain't, bro, we just met him in the club. That he was like, bro, I ain't tripping, man. Fuck this bitch. She want to be on that. So this nigga comes in the house, like, arguing with her in the house. So I tell my nigga, I'm like, yo, we out of here, bro. Like, we just left.
Ain't no
like,
point of going
yeah,
in no
cause
more.
Because the mood, she's dead. Like, I'm sure she's like,
the
man,
whole mood is finished, yeah. Bro.
But, yeah, that's not a good feeling.
Bro, I've never had that situation, boy. Yeah. Boy, you a lot better than me, bro. I would have been, fuck all the other bullshit. Yo, homie, let's jump in the car. Let them handle what they need to handle. Let's go skirt.
Because we thought he was going to dip. Like, she was like, just give him, like, 10 minutes. He going to leave. He do this dumb shit. So, you know, you young, you like, nah, I'm not about to leave this. They ready. Like, they brought us back to the crib.
You know what, though, man? I would never cry, but I have been stepped on before. I've been cheated on before, but I ain't going to cry about it. I'm not about to follow, you know what I'm saying, anybody, then hop out the car like, why? No, bro.
Nah,
no,
hopping out the car crying, why?
There is no way. Nah. But I ain't going to lie, being stepped on, bro, being cheated on is no fun, though, bro. Being stepped on is no fun, my nigga. It ain't, bro.
It can't
I swear.
Be.
It can't be, bro. That's why, like, man, I told myself, man, if this is what it feels like, then I would never do this to another woman. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to be, you know, I wouldn't say a player or nothing like that, but, you know, I stepped on a couple women.
Yeah.
I should have never done that. But the first time I felt that, though, nigga, I told myself I'm never doing that shit again.
Nigga,
this is what it feels like, my nigga. What the fuck? And you know what, man? And, you know, a woman told me some real shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't like how it felt. So, you know, I'm in my little feelings or whatever, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just being 100 with you right now, right?
Yeah.
She said, let me tell you something, Grady. When a man hurts, he hurts longer than a woman. Because a man ain't used to being hurt.
Yeah.
A woman is, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and
I
that's the thing.
That.
They say we more fragile because we
are.
Yeah, because we're not used to that shit. Like, we're usually the ones doing the dirt.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, what's the saying? It ain't fun when the rabbit gets the gun.
Facts.
That's the type of shit it is. Like, you're like, oh, shit.
Facts, bro. You know what I mean? That shit ain't no joke, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, being stepped on is no fun, bro. I promise you. Like, now, I don't know if that ever happened to you before, but shit.
Yeah, we've all been through that type of shit.
Yeah, man. Shit. Yeah, man.
And the thing is, too, heartbreak is the worst. Like, when you really fuck with somebody. And,
bro, man. Dog.
And the thing is, I think it's worse when you're a man because your nigga's advice always be on some dumb shit.
That's why, like, you should never get your niggas advice, though.
Never.
Especially if they single and vice versa. For
I'm about
women
to say that's
too.
For both, yeah.
Yeah, for women, too. Man, if you have a friend that's single, man, fuck what she's talking about. Fuck what he's talking about, bro.
That can't keep a relationship is telling you relationship advice. Like, what?
Come on, man. Like, when's the last time she had a dude? You know what I'm saying? Even for your homie, nigga. When's the last time you had a girl, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been like, truly hurt. Once, truly hurt, you know what I'm saying? I was about to ask a woman to marry me, bro.
Yeah.
And before I could even ask her, she was like, oh, so, you know, my real name's Aaron, right? So she was like, Aaron, if you about to ask me to marry you, don't ask me.
Mm.
I had the ring. I'm in New York with it, Manhattan, like all type of shit. And she told me straight up in the hotel, you know what I'm saying? But I got nothing but love for her still. Don't get it fucked up. I got dumb love for this woman.
Yeah.
But that was some bruh, that's some shit I had to get over.
Hell yeah.
It took me a while to get over that shit, too.
Yeah, that ain't like, no shit you bounce back from
fuck
quick.
Fuck no, man, because like for a man to ask you, will you marry me, right?
Bro.
That means this man is about to give you his all, this man love you, all that shit.
Yeah.
But when she told me, don't ask me, right? It ain't like she shot me down. She shot down my future with her. The kids.
Yeah. Oh,
the
I always
house
say that.
With the picket fence. You know what I'm saying? All type of shit. The future with it. Like she
so the relationship was over right after?
You know what? It wasn't actually.
Word.
We stayed with each other. We lived, you know, in the same household or whatever.
Yeah.
And but it was weird after that. Like, it was like two ships sailing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we went
in opposite directions.
Yeah, right. You know, so it was kind of weird after that. And then after that same year, actually, I moved to Charleston, South Carolina, right? And she, you know,
Geechee.
Shout out to all my Geechee people out there, man. Yeah. Shout out to Charleston, man. But I moved out to Charleston and
Denmark VCs. Y'all gotta do your research on him too. But,
all right. I see you, my nigga. Yeah. All right. Shit. That same year, bro. You know, I ain't trying to get a sob story out of nothing like that. Yeah. Or maybe it's the alcohol talking. I don't know because I'm feeling saucy right now.
It's a mess, drinks and chill.
You dig?
Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. But shit, I remember this shit vividly, bro. It was on Christmas Eve, nigga. She called me and was like, look, I can't do this no more.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. I can't. I'm not about to ask you to stay with me no more. I'm not about to beg for your love. Man, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? As much as I got love for you, I'm not about to ask you to do that. So, you know, yeah. I said, all right, cool. As bad as I ain't want to do that, it just had to happen, bro.
If you propose to a chick and she says no, is the relationship over at that moment?
Yes.
That's what I say. I'm like, yes. Nigga, once I get off my knee, if I don't, like, I mean, I said it, but I said jokingly, but we're in such sensitive times. I was about to say, it's over. The relationship is over.
Like, yeah, for sure. We done. But what I respect about her, though, she said, if you're about to ask me to marry you, don't ask me. So yeah. I never got that chance to really ask her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
in that situation, do you think a woman should just say yes? And like, if you have a whole presentation of you in front of people and stuff, should she just say yes and then let you down later, or should she just say no in front of everybody?
If it's in front of people?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to be honest. She should say yes, right? But that same night, she should tell you how she feel. Like, look, I only said yes because your family here, my family here, your friends, my friends here.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I love you, but I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
If she does it like that, I respect that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if she just up and say no,
that's straight
in front of everybody,
yeah,
my nigga.
That means she has some pain. Like, yeah.
She don't love you.
Yeah. Yeah. She, yeah. You can't love nobody to say no to them, like, nah, and embarrass them like that. Like, nah. Now, if it's one-on-one, if, like, you have a private dinner, you in the house or whatever, you propose and she says no, then I can understand that. But
yeah,
in front of people?
Yeah, like
man. What about at a restaurant?
Nah, at a restaurant, you know, everybody turn around and...
Yeah, everybody clap always. No, yeah. No. That's why I'm so happy I never did it in front of people.
Right.
And to this day, I got nothing but love for the girl. I really do. Like, I got nothing but love for the woman. I really do, man. She doing her thing. Much respect to her, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get calls here and there for some of her family members still, bro. You know what I'm saying? Showing me love. So
yeah.
I can never say I hate her or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I'm happy I didn't do it in front of people.
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, but I ain't gonna lie. Maybe it was a piece of me that knew she ain't wanna do it because, I mean, we wasn't rocky, you know what I'm saying? But in the beginning of the relationship, I ain't gonna lie. I did the fuckboy shit. I did. I fucked up, you know what I'm saying? I stepped on her couple times and I should have never done that.
You could tell there's pain there for her to
be for sure, yeah, for sure. But I feel if there was pain there, right, mm-hmm, then you should have finished it, deaded it before you should have ended it before I even got to that point.
That's easier said than done, because sometimes you know you just so stuck in emotion, you're like, let me just see where it goes.
Dog, when a woman is done with you, right, she's done with you a while ago.
That's what I'm saying. So, right. Yeah.
So she should have, not blaming her. Don't get it messed up. I am not blaming this woman because she's, I rock with her still.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah
what I'm saying? But I just.
Live and you learn.
Yeah, for sure. I should have never took it to that point. You feel me?
Yeah.
You dig? But it is what it is. But now, you know, at my age, dating all these women and shit like that, bro, like, yeah, I have fun here and there. I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get my rocks off here and there. But
yeah.
Nigga, at my age, it's more mental now, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
I keep on saying that for a reason, my nigga. Because
yeah,
if I don't have that connection with you, then I'm sorry, for man. Sure. I'm not rocking with you like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even fucking, right? Even fucking.
Yeah.
Don't get it wrong. As a man, I'm getting my rocks off, right?
Yeah.
But lately?
Yeah, the older you get, it's more about, like, for men. Because when we're young, we don't give a fuck about chemistry. We don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Bro. Like,
nothing.
We don't care. We can easily just get up, knock you off, and it is what
it
is.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Not no more, though, bro.
The older you get, you're like, hold on, it got to be something there.
It got to be some sort of substance. It got to be some sort of something there.
Especially if you had your fun. Let me say that, because it's probably a lot of niggas like, man, fuck that. I'm in my 30s. I could just be like, a lot of niggas still ain't had their fun. Oh, what do you think? A girl should go through her whole stage?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Because she's going to have to go through it sometimes, right?
Yeah, and you don't want her to have it when honest. She's with you.
Facts. Facts.
Because it's inevitable. They're going to have a host stage.
They're going to have that stage.
And, you know, the thing is, when you hear host stage, a lot of people be like, they think ho is like, it could be out of control. But, like, just a period where you're just having fun, like, dating randomly, doing what you do.
It's okay for a woman to explore.
You're going to judge you by the body count, though.
I don't care about body count, bro.
But like,
you're not gonna really know anyway, so it doesn't matter. Like, no, ain't no chick.
What J. Cole say, man? She had what say? She had two girls, but it's really what eight.
That's how it be, bro. Like, they're not gonna tell you the truth, because I also heard a lot of girls like, if they didn't come, they don't count it. There's so many things that they say, like exactly. Or if they're drunk,
count,
there's so many, bro.
All that shit counts, bro.
Once you cross the when you cross the threshold or whatever you want, you're in there, it's a wrap. I don't care if you get two pumps in there, bitch, I dogged.
For sure. Because as a man, he got his off, okay? So facts. Again, I dogged, like my boy just said. He did. For sure. That's 100% true, man. But yeah, man, a woman should go through their sexual exploration or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely. Niggas say he don't. Sapphire, you would care about a body count?
No, we judge him on a body count.
Oh, we judge, I mean, I think we judge no matter what it is.
But if she told you she fucked 100 dudes when you meet her.
I mean, man.
Nah, 100 is out of control. But I mean, think about it.
Is it really, bro? Because
it's not really, but it's like in your head, it is like, damn. Nigga,
what if they judge us from our body count? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I agree with you, man. Nah, I don't care about the body count for the simple fact. Nigga, I ran through a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know every man probably ran through a lot. So how can I judge her for having a big body count? You know what I'm saying? I can't get mad at that.
But that's the type of shit you really worry about when you're young.
Yeah.
A lot of shit. The older you get, the more you understand and get experience. You're like, who cares about that shit? Like,
and that's what it's about, understanding. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it's about, especially nowadays, man. Because
I would judge if you had two body counts. I'd be like, bitch, no wonder you can't suck dick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no wonder you don't know how to ride dick. Like, you say all time. Like, you're gonna judge.
But that's But that's when a nigga teaches her.
I don't know. How you gonna teach a girl how to suck dick? Like, where you learn?
Nah, it's not that. Don't do that, nigga. You on that bullshit, now, nigga? No, nigga.
I'm fucking with you. But that's usually what people say. It's like, bro, you tell them based on what feels good to you, baby.
For sure.
Yeah, now I know. I'm just fucking with you.
Absolutely, my nigga. Yeah. You know, do it this way or move this way or whatever it might be. So, yeah.
And a lot of times, motherfuckers, even with guys, like you might deal with one chick and she might enjoy a certain way.
Yeah.
But you do it to another chick and she might think you don't know what you're doing because that's not what she enjoys.
Facts.
And a lot of people don't say what they want.
I learned that the hard way, too.
Like,
yeah, for sure.
But that's why communication is important. Like, and don't worry about hurting nobody's feelings. Be like, yo, listen, man, that might have felt good when you were doing it to that, but that's not the same here. Like,
for sure. That's why, like, it's okay for you. Like you said, we have to talk about what we like sexually.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because then it'll take the sex to another level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It'll be like fireworks and sparks and all type of shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, absolutely. You have to talk about that shit. I think that's very important, actually, man.
Hell yeah, that's
extremely important. You know what I'm saying? You don't want a boring lady.
The thing is communicate, because you'd be surprised what people are willing to do or go through. But you're afraid to ask, and they're afraid to say something because you know what I'm saying? Like, they're the judgment thing. Like,
you're right. But if that's your woman, right? Yeah. Right. You want her to satisfy you in the ways that you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
And vice versa. So it's all right for you to have that conversation. Like, look, baby girl, I like this. I'm not fucking with this, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, look, you tell me what you like, and I'll be sure to satisfy you to the umpteenth degree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, 1,000%. I believe in that. 1,000%.
Hell yeah. What else is popping out here in these streets, man?
Shit, man. I wish I would know, bro. I don't know no more, bro. I mean, I stopped, man.
I also believe when you're not looking is when they pop up.
And that was my issue. Yeah. That's my issue for real. I keep on looking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would look, and I'll just end up in the motherfucking brick wall, yeah. My nigga.
And I keep telling you, fishing in the wrong pond.
Bruh.
You looking for a fucking dolphin, but you got your shit out there for sea turtles. Like, that's what you like. Nigga, you keep banging these ducks. So you like, bruh.
Yeah, man.
Not necessarily. I'm just saying, like you're, I'm just talking about basically what you're fishing with.
Yeah, man. I agree with you 1,000%, man.
Or sometimes, like, it could be the bait, what you got on the bait, yeah.
Yeah, that's the issue right there too, my man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I don't know. Nowadays, it's just hard for and I'm speaking for me. I ain't speaking for every man. Like,
you know, yeah, like, see, I speak in general, so that's why sometimes people be like, is that your situation? I'm like, no, nigga, just because I said something about a relationship, that's not what's going on in my relationship. I'm just speaking in general relationships.
Nigga, I'm speaking for me, yeah, right? Nah, it's hard for me to read some women nowadays, you feel me? Yeah. Like, very, because it's like, I don't know, man. It's just hard for me to read. Like they might say they want this or want that, but when you provide it or show them what it is,
yeah,
some of them like, nah, they back away. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think it's a
could you date
it's
a broke
contradiction,
chick?
Huh?
Could you date a broke chick?
I have before,
but now are you willing to deal with that now?
If she has ambition, you know what I'm saying. If she's willing to go, like it depends on what. That's a hard question, bro. Dating a broke chick is tough, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's tough, bro.
I don't like broke friends, broke nothing.
Nothing,
like,
bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I know if I could get it, you could get it. You know what I'm saying? But, right. So there's a difference in dating a broke chick with ambition, right?
Right.
And dating a broke chick that want you to provide for her. Mm. Major difference.
Big time.
City
major
girl.
Difference. Right. You know what I'm saying? Major difference. So... To answer your question, if she has some sort of ambition and ready to get money how she's supposed to or whatever you want to call it, then yes. But if she's just there for me just to provide for her and pay the bills and this and that, I'm not with it. No, nah. No fucking way. You know what I'm saying? No right. Fucking way. Hell no. I'm gonna say it again. Hell fuck no.
There's okay? No way. Right?
No way. Nah.
You're like, that shit. Motherfuckers be what? That I be feeling like a lot of this shit just be from the music, the TVs, motherfuckers just be.
Yeah, man. Social networks, like all of that, it's a big influence.
You know what the crazy thing, what I realized too, is that's what they say, like, out their mouth. But their hearts, they want to be in a relationship where somebody really caring and fucking, like, with them heavy. But on Instagram, a lot of these chicks are a different person than who they really are in person.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Man, what? I follow a couple women that I know for a
same
fact,
here.
Y'all ain't city girls. I know at y'all all. Hearts.
You are you need to be a wife. Like, you're a housewife, or right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's right. What you really want. But you over here talking to city girl shit because you can't find that nigga.
And why are you portraying that then? You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna find the nigga.
And especially see, portraying that's what I'm that. Talking about. Like, when chicks who do that, they got the wrong bait on their line. So mm-hmm. you sitting there trying to catch the wrong thing. Like, mm-hmm. you might be fishing in the right place, but you like. You looking for, you got the wrong shit, like.
For sure. But I know some dudes the same way.
100%. They in there.
They got their challenges shit. And they got their thug shit. Yeah. But I know, man, I know you, my G.
Yeah.
At heart, you ain't that guy, my nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or they look rich. Like, it's a lot of niggas who look rich.
That flex shit.
Yeah, and then they bag a chick and then they're like, hold up. Like, you bag a gold digger and she's like, hold up, nigga, you not.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't mine for nothing over here. Like,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Man, I've seen that 100 times, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to call anybody's name out, but there's some homies I know got they had a baddie. Baddie, right? The baddie realized, oh, he ain't what mm-hmm. he portrays to be.
What's that Jay-Z line? It's only so long fake thugs can pretend.
Ooh, talk that shit, my nigga.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. For sure.
Just be yourself is the easiest fucking way, man. Like,
yeah, for sure.
In all aspects, like, whoever gonna fuck with you, they gonna fuck with you. If not, it is what it is.
So be it. So be it. Yeah, man. So, you know, I learned that too, man. I learned that I got to be myself.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, then so be it. It's cool.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Somebody else gonna like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. COVID opened back up, man. The city should be on.
City's on fire.
Yeah.
I fuck with Charlotte.
These little young niggas is wilding too, though.
Yeah, for sure, man.
It's like a shootout every day in Charlotte.
For sure, man. I read about this shootout I think it was like 14, 15-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Shot a 4-year-old baby. The baby died.
And then, they shot up the house.
Yeah, shot up the house and the baby died. And then the following week, it was a nigga in Noda that killed another woman who was out here visiting Charlotte, actually.
You know, she just moved here, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, moved here?
Yeah, okay. She had just moved here. And she put up a post talking about how Charlotte community is embracing her, how she loves Charlotte and all that shit. And then she got killed.
Charlotte niggas is wild, though.
OD. And the thing is, a lot of people, when they come to Charlotte, they're like, oh, it's not what I was expecting. Like, they don't expect to have that much fun. They don't realize how hood it can get.
It can get hood,
how wild these niggas are and how pretty the chicks are. Mm-hmm. Like, Charlotte's one of them cities that doesn't brag or there's nothing like to hang your hat on. So it's like, it's not till you get here. Like, it's like one of them cities, like, if you know, you know. And thank God CIAA was here for so long. Mm-hmm. People had no choice but to pop up and they're like, oh, hold up, Charlotte's kind of lit. Like, mm-hmm. Well, I could see myself living here or raising a family here. Because it's like that perfect balance.
It is, yeah. Man.
Like, Atlanta too wild.
Charlotte's a baby Atlanta right now.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's balance here. Like, you can literally, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you can raise a family here still.
Exactly. Atlanta, it ain't but so much you can hide from a motherfucker.
In Atlanta, man, you can raise a family, but it's in the outskirts.
Yeah.
You exactly. ain't going to do it in the city.
Nah.
In Charlotte, you could do it in the city.
In the city, yeah.
For sure. I agree with you 1,000% on that, man. You know, Atlanta's good for women setting you up and shit like that. Charlotte's getting to that point.
Nah. Charlotte, if you don't know how to move, man. Charlotte's one of them cities, like, you got. If you tap in here, you got to know niggas. Like,
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Thank God to the Eritrean community. If motherfuckers move out here and they just tap in with us and you be good because, you know, we well cemented in the soil here.
That's the first thing I did. As soon as I came here,
yeah.
You know, I caught up with my nigga C, kid, a couple more Pabishan cats, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga got to tap in, bro.
Facts.
A nigga got to tap in, bro. You know, how you feel about checking in? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how people, like, got to check in my city, da-da-da-da-da.
Bro, I remember one time, I ain't even going to say the city but we were going out there to throw some parties, and some niggas was in there talking about we got to check in their Habesha. And I'm like, nigga, like, that ain't our culture, my nigga.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, we didn't even respond to the nigga, like, bro, like, that's not our culture. That's the one thing I hate. It's like, nigga, don't switch up on what we do. Like, nigga, stay grounded to your roots.
Yeah.
I don't like that checking in shit. Cause it's like, why are you extorting your own people?
Mm. You gotta ask yourself, would they ask any other nigga that too?
Mm.
I don't think they would.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, you're only doing that to your own kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if Justin,
that's the fucked up part.
Yeah, like, if Justin Bieber goes somewhere, they're not gonna be like, check in. Like, nigga, what? You wouldn't even play that game with him.
Hell no.
They're just certain people, you're not going to play that game. But you see somebody just like you, and you're going to tell them to check in, or you're going to extort them or get them robbed or shot and killed. Mm-hmm. It's like, why?
Mm-hmm.
I do believe you should go to certain places, and why not? Like how you said, when you come to the city, you fuck with us. Because it's like, why not? Why would you not come and get with niggas who know the city, who know where to go, not to go, what to do?
That's the natural thing to do, though.
That's the smart thing to do, hell
right,
yeah.
Right,
but some niggas is like, I'm not wandering around. No, because the thing is, Charlotte, you'll go somewhere like and think, oh, it's a nice neighborhood, but nigga, you in the hood, but you won't notice it because you see trees and houses and picket fences. But
I'll give you an example. Randolph Road, I think it's called Randolph.
Yeah.
On one side of Randolph, nice house.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful, right? On the other side, I made the wrong turn. I went into Greertown. Is that what it's called? Greertown?
Yeah. East side, yeah.
My nigga. I pulled up. Niggas knocked on my car window.
Yeah.
What you need?
Yeah.
I said, what, my nigga? What you doing over here?
Yeah.
My nigga.
Yeah, nah.
I ain't doing nothing over here, my nigga.
Yeah, great time. One of my homies moved here. I told him, I said, yo, when you come here, let me know before you get an apartment, like where to move, where to not move. Regular shit, how you just said, you're supposed to tap in with niggas.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I already know, you know what I'm saying? I got it under control. I'm like, all right, bet. And this is my nigga, like, who grew up. I know some niggas who hear this are probably going to know exactly what I'm talking about. But, I mean, he comes here and he moves to Greertown.
What?
I swear to God. When he tells me, he's like, yo, I'm in the city, bro. Pull up on me. He was like, and this is the throwback era, right?
Shout out to my niggas in Greertown, though, man. Yeah. I fought with a couple of y'all.
Nah, for sure. I understand. I got a lot of homies from out there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm in his neighborhood, and he tells me the street. I'm like, are you in Greertown? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, that's where your apartment is? He was like, yeah. I'm like, you know niggas out there? He's like, I mean, yeah, I got cool with the neighbors and stuff. I'm like, bro, I'm on my way. Like, I pull up, bro, and I'm looking at this nigga like, and he came. Huh? Say what?
He was at Doral?
Exactly. He was in them apartment areas. Like, so, he's in, so I go inside his crib and he got the Xbox set up. He's talking to the neighbors and stuff, and he's like, and
he's then, too friendly right now.
Bro, too friendly. And I'm like, and he came, fuck it, he came from New York. But it's that thing when you think you come down south and you're like, oh, these niggas country and nice.
Okay, nigga.
But I'm like, bro, you better relax. These niggas, they'll rock you to sleep.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay, so I'm nigga. Like, and you in the wrong place. Like, you're dead in the hood. Like, yeah. So I'm like, so he's showing niggas like, yeah, I just came out here. I got these throwbacks. I'm going to sell this and this and that. Xbox, everything, bro. Bro, they kicked his door in the next 2 days or something like that. He absolutely. Took everything. They ransacked the whole crib. He was like, who you think did it? I'm like, the neighbors, dickhead. Like, yeah, why would you? Why would you? I told you not to move here. They took everything, bro. I'm talking about cleaned his apartment out.
That's why I tell any nigga that moved to the South, don't let that Southern hospitality fool please you, don't. My nigga.
Yeah.
Do not let that shit fool yeah. you, my nigga.
Niggas would be like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Everything good? Okay, you got that? All right, cool.
Yeah.
As soon as you go in, like, we just got... He was just a sweet lick. Pause. Like, he just...
Easy.
He was asking for it. Like, literally begging for it.
Easy, my nigga. You talking about throwbacks and video games. And
yeah.
You don't know nobody in these apartments, my nigga. Like, come on, my nigga. And then... Yeah, and then Mez also told a nigga, tell me where you moving to.
Yeah, and Mez. I told him, when I'm in his apartment, I'm like, bro, you can't live here. Like, you don't know nobody here. If you're going to tap in, at least you should have known niggas around here, but still, like, you're still in the hood. Like, stop being friendly with niggas.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm talking about with less than a week of him being in there, his whole crib was ransacked.
I mean, man, see, so that nigga gotta ask himself, would he do that in New York? He wouldn't.
No, hell no.
So why would you do it down here?
Because niggas come down here and think Charlotte is sweet. It's, yeah, yo, man, you know how many rappers came down here and got their shit flipped out?
100 shots.
Bro, yeah. 100 shots.
Yeah, 100 shots, for real.
I don't even want to name rappers. And like, there's niggas who, and the thing is, what Charlotte never was known for is, you know how a lot of these other cities, they'll do something to somebody and then it'll be all over the blogs? Mm-hmm. Man, there's so many rappers and stuff that got shot, jacked, all type of shit here.
For sure.
And it'll never hit nothing.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
1,000%. Same thing in Atlanta, but Atlanta's so big right now, right, that a nigga going to know about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A nigga going to tell somebody who knows somebody about it, then boom, it's going to hit the blogs.
It's going to be on ATL Scoop.
All day, every day, right. Bruh. As soon as ATL Scoop posts it, Academics going to post it. You feel me? So, yeah, man, that's just crazy out there, though, man. But I love my city.
You think you move back or you out of there for good?
I'm out of there for good, man.
Yeah?
I'm out of there for good. I might be a Grady baby, but I'm out of there for good, man.
Who would have thought?
Hey, right. Everybody keep...
We're going to have to call you Presbyterian or something.
No, Sirski. Nah, man. I'm out of there for good, man, because, you know, the older I get, the more I mature, the more I change, right?
Yeah.
And it seems like Atlanta, not saying nothing bad about the city, man, but, you know, it's changing too. I can't say it's changing for the better. Nor the worst, but it's not a change for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, not a change you want to adapt to?
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think I'll ever move back. If I do, that paper got to be right.
That's what I always say about that New York. Like, the only way I move back to New York is if my paper was stupid.
Got to be right. You know what I'm saying?
Like, stupid. Yeah, because I don't want to go back to the, like, regular. I want to be somewhere in the outskirts, like, maybe outside of Jersey or somewhere in Brooklyn, like New Brooklyn.
Yeah, like Barclays Center type shit, right?
Like some new shit on the outskirts. Huh?
Yeah.
Millie.
Something.
Yeah, like Atlanta's cool, but it's young black Hollywood, right? So, you know, I got to keep up with all that shit. I ain't trying
it's
to keep so up
with
that.
So much flexing
shit,
in Atlanta, bro.
Bro, flexing ain't the word, my nigga.
It's crazy. You see, like, when anytime we go out there, it'd be niggas standing in the line, but if you look at him, you'd be like, bro, you got $150,000 worth of jewelry on and you standing on a regular line? Like, yo, that got to be fake.
There you go. You think it's $150,000.
Yeah. I don't. I'm just looking at him like, bro, like, you look so crazy.
Not you per se, but
yeah.
The other niggas, right? They think it's $150,000, but it's really $150.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's all four of the chains that look like, he's standing there looking like Yo Gotti, but it's like, bro, come on.
Bro, come on, man. Or, you know.
In the
he got the Gucci belt on with the Gucci bucket and the Gucci everything. Shoes, right? Yeah.
And you but $40 skip
but
on,
nigga,
well, you better get a table with all that shit on.
Nigga,
exactly.
You know, and I ain't, you know, again, I ain't poking fun at nobody, but it's either You in the regular line or the $40 skip line with all that?
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm not shitting on being in that line. The get up, like that, what you got on is like, bro, come on, man. Come on, like the nigga. Flexing part, like,
come on,
nigga. I stood in lines when I was young, but
nah, like at my age now, like I'm not buying no design or nothing. I want assets. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want property. I don't want none of that shit, bro. Not even a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the Burberries, the Gucci's, the Hermes, all that, man. Y'all got it.
Yeah,
y'all got
it. But I mean, I feel you. Like the thing is, I don't think there's nothing wrong with buying that stuff if your foundation is solid.
Yeah, for sure.
But like if you don't, and just the fact that if you straight and you really got some shit where you standing on some solid shit, then of course, do what you got to do, whatever you do.
All day. Yeah. Man, I'll be happy for you. Ain't right. No hate in my heart, man.
Yeah.
That man's doing it. That's dope.
Yeah, but it'd be the niggas who I'm like, bro, you don't have nothing to stand on. You spending your last on that? Are you crazy?
For what?
Yeah.
For what, man?
Like, if you build this solid shit, then you could just keep going to the same fire shit. Like, if you want to buy all the Louis you want, all you do.
Easy, man. But like a nigga who really got it ain't even worried about all that shit. You know what I'm saying? A nigga walk around with a white polo tee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Air Force Ones. Keep.
We spoke about it on one of these episodes, like, man, I could be in a white tee. I could do whatever I want to do. Like, I ain't never had a... What I had on had nothing to do with me bagging a chick.
Facts.
Like, white tees don't matter. Like,
facts.
Black tee.
How long ago was that, though?
I mean, I'm in a relationship with her.
But I say that because these women now.
Nigga, last week, what I had on, I probably had on a tee and jeans. Shorty walked right up on me. Like,
for sure.
Like, bro.
For sure.
Like,
for sure. I'm still laughing at the situation. My
shit,
bad, my
nigga,
boy. That
nah, it
crazy.
Threw me way off. Like, we laughed about it throughout the whole week. Like,
that shit was crazy, man. And then for her to be that bold, though, my nigga?
Like, nah, I think she just really read it. Because remember, right before I sat down, me, you, and Sapa were just standing right there in front of them, like, to the side.
Yeah, for sure.
So we were standing there the whole time. And then when I sat down, I turned to my wife to say something. I might have said, like, one or two words to her, and then she was right there. So I think she just was like, oh, he's sitting down in this. Because when they went, like, on my left of me, there was nobody sitting
there.
So she probably was like, oh, I'm going to go kick it with him right now that he's not sitting with nobody. So she probably was thinking, oh, let me go. That's my chance.
My nigga, the way she scooted past Sci-Fi and me, my nigga.
See, she couldn't see behind y'all.
My nigga, she literally nudged this nigga out the way. Okay. And I'm over here. I'm fixing my gear. I'm like, yeah, nigga, this is me.
Yeah, right, step aside.
But I'm like, this is me right here. Bet.
Yeah.
Nope, nigga. She scooped me out the way. I said, "Oh shit."
Yeah. Nigga, I was so shocked looking at her. Like, what the fuck,
nigga? Everybody was looking at you like, "Damn, what nigga. You? What the fuck?"
I had to say, crazy, "Hey, I'm here with my wife." She was like, "Oh."
And the way Kat smiled, bro.
Yeah, because it's like what
she, man, what? How I felt. All right, so look. Way Kat smiled, it was like, yeah, that's my man.
Yeah.
That's me right there. And I'm happy that you chose him. You know what I'm saying? That's how it looked to me.
Because Sierra and them was like, oh, yeah, man still got the juice.
Yeah. Man's got the juice. I swear, I was like, man, I wish I was 6'4".
Yeah, that gets a lot of it.
I mean, it does help. I remember my homeboy said that in my head. I was like, that was a little hate that he just, because he said some shit like, bitches only fuck with you because you tall. I'm like,
nah, that's some hating shit right
there. When he said that, I was like, all right. That's one of them things where you just take a mental note, like, bet.
Remember that.
Yeah, like, so that's where it stands from.
Yeah.
But I told him, I was like, but to be real, chicks, that's like one of the top five questions they ask.
What's that?
How tall are you?
Yeah.
Because they're standing right next to you, like, that's always in the top five questions I'm asked when you know, back in the day, whenever you talking to a chick, your name, where you from, and then your height. How tall are you? Like,
that's what women like. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. A tall man. So, right. Yeah, for sure, man. But shit, that was a great night, though.
Yeah.
That was one for the books, for real.
Definitely.
I had a good night that night, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And sometimes it's dope when you see shit like that, because you know, you put the pressure on wifey, like, oh, yeah, yeah. Because even when, like, because a lot of times we see it with the women, like, niggas trying to holler at your wifey, your girl, like, and you're like, damn, niggas want my girl still, like, the pressure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when they see it, it's dope, too, like.
So, I got a question for you then, my nigga.
Yeah.
What if, role reversal, right?
Mm-hmm.
A guy walk up to Kat and she's talking to you at the time, would you have done the same thing Kat did?
Yeah, because me, the first thing I'm gonna do is give you the benefit of the doubt, because that girl literally, there was no malice in her heart. She wasn't trying to be funny. She just really read the situation wrong. Off. Yeah. So if that happened and then the same situation happened, like she was like, oh, like she looked at Kat. She was like, oh, my bad. And she's like, hey, if a nigga did that, like, oh, my bad. And then dabbed me like, oh, my fault. It's cool. But if he still, you know, get with the rah-rah, then whatever happens after that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't trip about that. Like, you can handle yourself pretty much.
Yeah, for sure, man. I love y'all relationship, though.
Appreciate that,
I do, man. Yeah. It's a fucking amazing relationship, bro. Hell love yeah. that
like,
shit, man.
We don't trip about none of that dumb shit. Like, nigga, motherfuckers gonna try. It is what it is,
man. Yeah, man. That shit dope, man. That's like, that's a little bit of inspiration for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what they have, you know what I'm saying? What y'all have.
Yeah.
I guarantee you every man, woman want that, for sure. 1,000%.
Oh, but don't get it twisted. Everything ain't all peachy. Like, we go through our ups and downs as far as, like, any relationship. Like, nothing crazy. Like, the same bullshit that all relationships go through. Like, you know, men and women differences, that type of shit.
Yeah, for sure. But I can tell that y'all work through that, though.
Of course, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And we're not putting that shit out nowhere.
That's the important part. Like, yeah. So I hate seeing couples get on social media and air their dirty laundry out, my nigga. Mm-hmm. That shit should be behind closed doors. As a kid, I was raised.
Yeah.
Whatever happens in this family stays in this fucking family, bro.
You see the type of shit I post. Like, I post all type of wild shit, like relationship shit or anything.
Funny
like
funny shit, all type of
and
shit.
And she don't trip about it. And people be hitting me like, yo, your girl don't be tripping about none of that shit. I'm like, for what? Nah. Like, it's Instagram. Like, we're joking around. Like, I make fun of myself, women, men. Like, I make fun of everybody. So it's like, what is there to trip about? It's Instagram.
You be poking fun of your son, for God's sakes, bro.
Yeah, like, everybody can get it. Like, it's just jokes, and it's fun. Like,
he did this dead noodle joke one time.
Bro. Dead noodle?
Like, when you're sticking it to your...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that dog. Right.
Nobody's safe with Maz, bro. Nobody's safe with this nigga,
but that's
man.
The thing. Like, it's Instagram. We here to joke, laugh. Like, as long as you being respectful on Instagram, like, I'm not going...
Yeah, like, no couple... parents, whatever, should air their dirty laundry
at
on
all.
Social media, bro. I don't believe in that because I don't even that's like, a million people watching. That's the whole world that's like focusing on y'all problems now, right? And then on top of that, you're going to get outside influence saying, hey, you should do this or, hey, she should do it. Man, fuck all that.
I don't even like when parents like embarrass their children like,
And
post it, like, to beat their child on Instagram Live or...
Oh, the crazy haircuts and shit.
Yeah,
like
why you... Like you man, trauma that you put on kids lasts forever. Like, you're supposed to be protecting them and you're supposed to be showing them love. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why would you embarrass them? Send them to school with a bad haircut, all type of shit? Like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah, for sure. For sure.
It's already a cold world.
And they making it worse.
Way worse.
Because, you know, if they post it, right? And these kids are going to school.
Yeah.
We were all, man, I used to be a mean little fucker, all right?
Yeah.
I used to poke fun and all type of shit. So if I would have seen that shit on social networks, man, I would have killed these little niggas now. Oh, your mama did this. Your mama did that. Your mama don't love you. Your daddy, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And imagine the bullying, the shit that happens. Like, at least when we were kids, the bullying, when you went home, it stopped. Like, you're good. Well, if you grew up in a
good household.
Yeah, but... Now, if you're online with it, when you go home, people are on your social media, and you're still getting bullied even when you get home.
Bro, and that's why the suicide rate in kids is high right now, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Because the bully's literally following you everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go. That's why I feel that's why kids at a certain age should not have social networks.
Mm-hmm.
Should not have no social networks at all, bro.
Yeah.
When you're home.
Yeah, my son, ain't no social network until maybe high school.
And that is tolerated because that's high school.
Yeah.
But these kids that's 11, 12, got social networks, getting bullied all the time.
That phone, bro, you can literally find anything in the world on that phone.
That phone is the world.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah, you're right. That it is the world for a lot of people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You motherfuckers know. Lose their phone. There's people who can't go to the bathroom without their phone.
That's just crazy, bro.
It is. Like, it's like, what did we do before? Like, I never read magazines. Like, you ever go to, back in the day, like, when you were young, you, like, so these magazines, you're touching them and wipe your ass and do all types of shit, and then you put it back, and it's like, I never touched magazines that were by the toilet. Like, this is disgusting behavior right here.
Agreed, man. You know what? It used to be a time.
On your phone.
Yeah, but it's my phone, and nobody's really touching my phone. But
see, man, it used to be a time where the first thing I did, as soon as I wake up, I pull my phone out.
Yeah.
And I go straight to the social network sites. I used to do that.
I still do that. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, man. I don't do that no more, bro.
I want to stop, though.
I don't do that no more, bro. Because it's like, so I believe in me time, right? And I'm so busy throughout the day that I don't have a lot of me time except for when I wake up. So when I wake up, it's me time. It's me focusing on myself, meditating, saying my prayer, whatever you want to call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I do my job.
You pray
for
women?
I do.
Right.
Shit. I pray for myself first, bro. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's real talk. But this nigga got jokes.
Nah, you know what the crazy thing is? Even when I pray, I never pray for like possessions or like things. Like
material
Nah, like I just pray for guidance and knowledge. Forgiveness.
I pray for
things like that. And like the ability to, you know, just walk the straight path to where I'm supposed to be. But I don't be like, oh, let me hit the lottery or let me, that should just be.
I'm going to be real with you. So I have prayed for material things. I ain't going to lie.
Of course,
you know
I think
saying?
At one point we have, but.
But more than likely now I pray for, you know, guidance, knowledge, and just for me to accept things that just I can't change. Like the serenity prayer, right?
Yeah.
That's a real prayer for me.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like I, as a man, I have to learn how to, as a human period, not even as a man, just as a human being, I have to learn how to accept things I cannot change, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, my prayers, the older I got, has changed. And
of course,
my man, when I mean to tell you, I say, and I'm not even exaggerating, like 3-4 prayers a day.
Yeah.
Even like I'm by myself, I'm driving, I turn the music off, I have a conversation with God real fast.
Yeah.
And it's a real conversation, like, you know,
those rides, like if you ever have a ride from like work to home or anything like that, that 30 minute, if you just ride in silence.
Silence is golden. I love it.
Bro.
I love it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
And you'll hear whatever problems you have with your car, too. Like, a lot of times you play the music so loud, when you finally cut it off, you're like, what the fuck is that ticking noise? Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, oh, shit, I might need to get a tire. Like, but we play the music. You know when I realized that? I had the Caprice, and my system was on at all times, blasting. And then you're like, hold on, let me ride with it off. And you might hear your brakes screech, or it'd be little things that be like.
Chevy be good for that, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Chevy be good for sure. Yeah.
It is what it is. Let me see. What other song should we leave out of here? We're going to play Bags again.
Shit.
100 Wins, Buy Bags, Big Ol' Racks. Big Ol' Racks?
Yeah, Big Ol' Racks is my shit, though.
That's my shit, too,
man.
We out of here. Grady, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you for having me, man. Shout out to everybody out there. Nothing but love, man.
Appreciate y'all, man. It's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill. Y'all know where to find me. Mez Black Label or Mez Drinks and Chill. Grady, where they can find you at?
Shit, Aaron.Grady. Shit, Instagram. But I want to tell you this, though.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate that,
like,
man.
Like, I'm extremely proud of you, man.
See, Morgan, words of affirmation, I'm taking them in. She was killing me about that. Like, she was like, oh, you don't like words of affirmation? I'm like, I mean, I guess, but I don't look for them. But, I mean,
you ain't got to look for it, though. You know what
nah,
saying?
I appreciate like, that. Now I'm just fucking
like,
around,
nigga,
bro.
For me to see where you came from,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, from, what, 11 years ago?
Right.
To where you at now?
Yeah.
Shout out to you. Matter of fact, that. You know, I ain't big headed or conceited, but shout out to me too, my nigga. Straight
all
up,
day.
Bro. I'm very proud of myself too.
Yeah.
No, man, no lie, no cap on that.
You know how hard it is to just move out of your city, bro? Where you have already solidified yourself and cemented yourself? Like, a lot of people don't do that when they've already done.
My man, let me tell you, bro, the hardest thing I did was move out of Atlanta.
Trust
right?
me.
Because
I know.
Like, it was nothing for me to stay there, get paper there. Whatever. Yeah. I know so many people. I got so much love in Atlanta. And I still get love in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
But for me to move to another city.
Yeah.
And the city shows me the same love, right?
Right.
It made me more comfortable. And it made me want to go get it more.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It gave me more hunger. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. So,
nah, I do, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? To everybody out there, it's all right for you to toot your own horn sometimes, man, for real. So shout out yourselves, too, sometimes, for real.
That's a fact. And get that money. Matter of fact, we're leaving out of here with Big Ol' Rex. Shout big out to Bax, man. R.I.P., bro.
Peace, my brother.
Big
Ol'
Rex. Big Ol' Rex. Big Ol' Rex. Big Ol' Rex. Big Ol' Rex. Big Ol' Rex. Big Ol' Rex. Big Ol' Rex. Big Ol' Rex. Big Ol' Rex. Big Ol' Rex. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex. Big ol' Rex. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, yeah.
Chasing the cheese, then turn all you niggas to big ol' Rex. I'm speaking the truth, my whole album is full of these big old facts. Drinking the fifth, I'm on the Ave, I got the sex. I run with the packs, I don't move in no packs. I move with a few, I got moving to do, I lost more than a few facts. I'm usually cool, they follow me just like a rule, I follow you back. Trapping in bad places, I done see sad faces, I done see watery eyes. I just need one of them pies. I know we grew up together, but I don't even fuck with them guys. Don't believe them, they feeding you lies. Don't mislead them, they watching your life. I'm on alert, I hate a surprise. I'm in a verb, my ceiling in disguise. They showing love, but that's a disguise. Don't show them love, but that shit demise.
Big ol' Rex, big ol' Rex, big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, big ol' Rex, big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, yeah. Big ol' Rex, yeah.
My honey's so blue.
Sticky like glue.
I could rock some no-name shit,
but I still make it look cool.
If I hit him, he gon' sue. Nigga, you ain't really sue. If you keep playing, you gon' lose. She gon' blow me like a flu. I'm a businessman without a suit. Pulling up in a coupe. Used to trap off the stoop. Now the money stashed in the roof. Road running like me. Stuck in traffic like freak. Nick, roadblocks got a sneak peek. I know this shit's hard to beat. Leap. Hood nigga, but I'm smart. I'ma end niggas from the start. I can tell they ain't got heart. All my packs smell like fart. Real gas, no brakes. Real water, no lakes. Real beef, no steaks. Real nigga, no fakes. Yeah.
Big ol' Rex. Big ol' Rex. Big ol' Rex.